Shalom to all. Today's officer Yerushalmi Erev and Daf Samach Ches, and we are starting Samach Zayin Omid Beis right at the beginning of the Gemara after the Mishnah of Halacha Tes, and the Vilna Tzurus Daf is on Samach Beis Omid Beis. And today's office sponsor Lili Nishmas Maris Merim Tzara Bas Biyaka Moshe Hernish Shama should have an Aliyah. So Mishnah had stated that one's not allowed to stand in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim and use a key to open a door in Rosh Hashanah Yochid because he might end up bringing the key towards himself, thereby being Iver and transferring from one Rosh Hashanah to another. Now this mashmat, if both the door and him were in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, it wouldn't be a problem opening the door. First of all, the Gemara tells us Rav Acha quotes Rav Chino says B'shem Kahano Ein Halacha Kerbuda. The halacha is not like Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda is the one who argues with Rav Meir and holds that everything's okay. Rav Meir is the Tana of the Mishnah that says you have to be careful. That's first of all. But now moving on to the main sugya. We have learned before about Rav Meir's shita, chakikin lahashlim, that we imaginarily carve space into a wall to make the required shear. Our main example was a doorway that isn't 10 by 4, but it has enough width that if chiseled out, if we would be chakik it, then it would be the right size to be chayv mezuzah. So then, according to Rav Meir, we apply chakikin, pretending that we did chisel this out and the door is now chayv mezuzah. And on this, the Gemara says, Rav Abar Papi Bai, he asked the following, Lama Avad Rav Meir as a kaisel. In which situations does Rav Meir treat the wall as if it's chakuk, as if it's carved out? Begamum or benakov? Only when it's gamum or also when it's nakov? Gamum means that there's already a section carved out that's four tefachim wide, and now we just have to imaginarily carve out more to make it our required shear, either 4x4 or 4x10 tefachim. Or does it even say this in the case of nakov, that when there's just a tiny little hole, we'll imagine that whole area carved out to the shear that we're trying to get to? What's an afkamina? Well, in Tehran Begamum, if you want to say that he applies it only by gamum, that we have to at least have a four tefach section carved out, and only then we could say chaykikin, well then I feel lamal me'asar mutter, even if the keyhole that this guy's inserting the key into, this is the case of our Mishnah, is above 10 tefachim, it should be mutter, which means even if he and the door are in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, but the keyhole is above 10 tefachim, which is where we could run into problems of it being Rosh Hashanah Yachid, since the keyhole is so tiny, we're not going to say chaykin lahashlim, and therefore there's no problem of him putting the key into it, because he's in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, and the key is being inserted into Makam Petur, because again, it's such a tiny little area. Whereas in Tamar Benakov, if you say that Rav Meir holds Chakin Lahashlim, even by Nakov, with the smallest of holes, then Afil Lamatam Asar Asar, even if this keyhole is lower than 10 Tfachim, so we don't have problems of Rosh Hashanah Yachid, because within 10 Tfachim of the airspace of Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, it still should be Asar, because we're going to say Chaykikin, and that means that we're going to imaginarily enlarge this keyhole until it's the size of a Carmelis, and we know it's Asar to transfer from a Carmelis to Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. What is it? As I'm Chasam Alpha on top, the Gemara answers with quite a lengthy Brisa. And the main focus of the Brisa is that we see the Rav Meir applies chaykikin even when there's a small little hole. That's what the Brisa tells us. Pesach Ginos, the opening of a garden, Shiashlam base shar mifnim, it has a base shar, like a gatehouse or a guardhouse from the inside, which means we basically have a garden, a gatehouse, and then once you're in the gatehouse, this guardhouse is base shar, you open the door, and now you're out in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. So Pesach mifnim, no problem, he could open it and close it from the inside. What about Mibachot? Let's say his base shar is on the outside, so you'd go from the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim into the base shar, open up the door to the garden, and now you're in the Rosh Hashanah Yachid. So Pesach you could close it and open it from outside. Mikan, mikan, if it has a gatehouse on both sides, it has a base shar from the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim and from the Rosh Hashanah Yachid, Pesach v'nayel mikan, mikan, so we could open and close from both sides. Loi mikan v'loi mikan, this is the key case. Let's say it doesn't have a base shar on either side. There's literally just one door, which is dividing this garden from the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. So what does he do? He has to take the key, Erev Shabbos, place it in the lock, and then on Shabbos, Pesach v'nayel menichu m'kaymai, he opens and closes it, but he has to leave the key in the place. He has to leave it in the lock. He can't take it out. And that's because if he takes the key out, he's not allowed to place it on the threshold of the door due to the fact that the keyhole itself is considered a Rosh Hashanah Yachid because Rav Meir holds Chaykikin Lahashlim even when we have a tiny little hole and we have a problem transferring from Rosh Hashanah Yachid to a Carmelis or from Rosh Hashanah Rabbim to a Carmelis. For the clarification of this, when as I said, Bizman Shamanu Lamal Masar Tvachim, that's if the keyhole is above 10 Tvachim. Avlam Haya Manu Lamat Masar Tvachim, if it's below 10 Tvachim, so then Harez the Neutlas Mavtech Mitoches Kupa, he can take the key from the threshold of the door, Upaseach Venel Menichum Kaimai, and then open it or close it and put the key back down where it originally was on the threshold because the keyhole itself and the threshold are both considered a Carmelis. Divrei Rav Meir, that's Rav Meir's opinion. Whereas the Chamarim, the Chum say, Af b'shamayin l'mal me'asar tefachim, even though the keyhole is above 10 tefachim, maybe I'm tech me'er of Shabbos, he brings the key of Shabbos, and on Shabbos itself, upaseach, he opens it up, v'nichnas, and goes inside. Over here, we're doing a little bit of a switch and talking about going into a house, not into a garden, umatatlo b'seach abayis, and he could carry it inside the house. And then when he goes out, v'noil, he locks the door, v'nois b'char l'mal me'amashkoif, he takes the key and places it in this little hole above the mashkoif, which is like the top part of the door. Whereas if that small hole is 4 tefachim, which means it's 4x4, usur, then he can't take the key from the keyhole and put it in that small hole, because even though usually this would be permitted, because it's taken from the keyhole, which is makam patur, and putting it in this small hole, which is Rosh Hashanah Yachid, in this particular situation, since the key originally came from Rosh Hashanah Rabbim or Carmelis, then we're not allowed to do this double transfer, then it's usur, she'ein metaltan Rosh Hashanah, that's a proper girsa, because we're not allowed to move between Rosh Hashanah through another another one, and we've mentioned this before many times, that even if we have a makom patur, we're allowed to transfer from Rosh Hashanah Rabbim onto it and off of it, or from Rosh Hashanah Yachid onto it and off of it, but not from Rosh Hashanah Rabbim onto it and then into the Rosh Hashanah Yachid, or vice versa, and that's what we'd be doing over here. The bottom line is, what do we see from here? Hada Amr, this Brassa tells us that Kinakov Avadla Rab Meir, that's the proper Girsa, Rab Meir applies Chaykikin even by Nakov, even by the smallest hole, because we had said before, the Rab Meir holds, and we just have a door in between the Rosh Hashanah Yachid and the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. There's no base shot, there's no guardhouse, it's just the door, that he has to leave the key in the door and he can't take it out, and that's because the keyhole itself is considered a Rosh Hashanah Yachid due to Chaykikin Lahashlim, and we have a problem when he's in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim opening the door, he can't take out the key. That's the answer for our question, Rab Meir. Now we just ask a question on this Braisa, clarifying it, and pay attention to the Girsa switch we're going to have here. Nichomi Bachot Sarach Beishar. We understand in the first case of the Braisa, where he's coming from the outside, that in order to be able to take the key out and place it back in without any problems, there has to be a base shar on the outside, which as we described is that he's coming from the Shasar Rabim, going into the base shar, and then from the base shar, he's opening the door to go into the garden. So that makes sense, because the base shar is considered Rosh Hashanah Yachid, so he's allowed to be in the Rosh Hashanah Yachid, opening up the door to another Rosh Hashanah Yachid, and there's no problem taking out the key, there's no issues. But mebefnim, Sarach Beis Shar, when he's inside, he's in the Rosh Hashanah Yachid, he's in the garden, why should there have to be a base shar over there? Anyway, he's in Rosh Hashanah Yachid, so there should be no problem putting the key in and taking it out. Why are we saying if there's a base shar there, so then he goes into the base shar and he could take the key out and put it back in no problem? And the answer is because even when he's coming from the inside, doesn't it turn out that there's two rishuyos using the same rishos? You write that this gina, this garden, is Rosh Hashanah Yachid, but we're assuming right now that there's also houses in this garden, which basically turns it into a chatzer, and we know that unless there's an eruv between the people in the chatzer, you're not allowed to carry freely. And that's why it would be a problem putting the key in and out of the keyhole if it's just directly from the garden. That's why we need a base shar, even from the inside, to take away this issue. Moving on to Halacha Yud, we continue discussing doors on Shabbos, in particular, closing them. So we're going to be talking about something which is called a neger. As you see, that's the first word in the Mishnah. That's a door bolt, and this is the way they used to close their doors. There was a hole in the threshold, and they would take this piece of wood or metal or whatever it is, that's the neger, that's the bolt, and they'd put it in the hole, and that keeps the door closed. So the Mishnah says as follows, neger sheyesh bo shei klostra, if this neger, this door bolt, had a klostra at the top of it, which is basically a ball or a knob, and that means even though he's really using it to close his door, to bolt it, it could be used as a peppercorn crusher. You have some fresh peppercorn, you want to grind it into ground pepper, you take this bolt with the cluster at the end and you crush it up. So is it muktzah? Rabbi Elazar Oyser, Rabbi Yosef Mater, Rabbi Elazar Aser, Rabbi Yosef permits. That's because Rabbi Elazar holds that the main use is a door bolt, and a door bolt is muktzah, and it doesn't make a difference if there's a cluster on it. Whereas Rabbi Yosef says, no, since there's a cluster on it, and it could be used for grinding pepper, so it's considered a kli, and you're allowed to move it on Shabbos. And Rabbi Elazar says, Ma'aser shel beis haknesset b'Tveria, there was a story with a shul in Tveria, Shayu Noigin by Heter, that they used to be mater it, ad shabar Rabbi Gamliel v'azkenim asrulen, until Rabbi Gamliel v'azkenim came along and asered them. So that's a riot to my shita. However, Rabbi Yosef responded that no, Israel Yunaigan bite, they used to asser it, and then Bar Gamliel v'azkenim yitirulen, Rabbi Gamliel v'azkenim came along and matered it, so it's really a raya for my shita. But either which way, according to both Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yosef, a neger that doesn't have a klostra, it's just a plain door bolt, it's asser to move on Shabbos because it's muktzah. That's unless we do two things to it. It's called kashur v'taloi. It has to be tied to the door frame, and it has to be hanging. That shows that it's part of the door and it's meant for the door, and only then it's allowed to be used to close the door. So now we discuss the midway point. Neger ha-nigrar. What about if it's kashur, but it's not taloi? It's attached to a very long string, so even though it is tied to the door, it's still dragging on the floor, and it's not apparent to someone passing by that this neger belongs to the door. What's the din with it? Samachas amar alfa on top. Noilin by b'mikdash avoloi b'medina. One's allowed to use it in the base of mikdash, but not in the medina, which is outside the base of mikdash. That's because it's only asur mishum shvos, midrabanan, even outside the base of mikdash, and we know that in the base of mikdash, there's no isur shvos, so therefore there's no problem. However, v'hameniach, if it's resting on the floor, not connected at all, kan v'kan asur, here and there is asur, meaning even in the base of mikdash, it's asur to close the door with it. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda argues, and he's more makel, saying that hamunach b'mikdash, even if it's munach on the floor, it's not connected at all whatsoever, that could be used in the base of mikdash, v'hanigrar b'medina, even if it's nigrar, it's kosher, but not taloi, that's allowed to be used outside the base of mikdash. So I think more clarifies the first part of the Mishnah. Al Rabbi Yosef Rebbe, Kedivrei Misha Matir, according to one who's Matir, that's Rabbi Yosef in our Mishnah, that he allows using a neger that has his klustra at the top of it. Why is that? Because Oysa HaNeger Tafel Klustra, he treats the neger as if it's Tafel to the klustra, because since his klustra, this ball, this knob at the end of it, enables him to crush stuff up with it. So he views that as the main use, and the fact that it also could be used as a neger, as a door bolt, is Tafel to that, therefore it's considered a clean, it's allowed to be used. Whereas Kedivrei HaOyser, the one who Asers, that's Rabbi Elazar, Oysa Klustra Tafel Neger. He treats the klustra, the ball part of it, tafel, secondary to the bolt, because really at the end of the day, the main usage is to be used as the bolt for the door, and therefore it's not considered a kli, and it's muktzah. We continue discussing ezu neger. Which neger are we talking about? In the seif of the Mishnah, the Rebbe is arguing about, and we had already explained it, but now the Gemara speaks it out. Amar Rebbe Yechon says, kosher afal pishenu toloi, if it's tied to the door frame, even though it's not hanging and it's dragging on the floor, over there Rebbe Yehuda's mekel, and he says it's not a problem to be used in the Medina. Now Amar Rebbe Yechon further says, Mashachni chilfai brought me, ve'herani shel beis Rebbe, and he showed me the neger of Rebbe's house, kosher afal pishenu toloi, it was tied even though it wasn't hanging, and Rebbe used such a thing. And Amar Rebbe Yechon commented on this, asya dechida dehacha kestama detaman, or dechida detaman kestama dehacha. Turns out that the individual opinion over here, which is Rebbe Yehuda, is like the stam of over there. We'll explain this in a moment. And the individual opinion of over there, which is Rebbe Lezer, is like the stam opinion over here, which is the Rabbanon. What's the over there referring to? So there's a Mishnah at the end of the 17th parak of Shabbos that brings a machlokes between Rabban and Rebbe Lezer regarding pkak hachaloin, which is a board used to close up a window frame. Rebbe Lezer allows closing up the window with it on Shabbos only if it's kosher v'taloi, and the Rabbanon allow even if it's just kosher and not taloi. So we see that the Yechidah of our Mishnah, which is Rebbe Yehuda, that allows kosher afal pisha enoi taloi is like the stam of over there, because that's how the Rabbanon hold in Maseches Shabbos. And the Yechidah of over there, Rebbe Lezer, that requires it to be kosher and taloi is like the stam of over here. That's Rabbanon's opinion over here. Now Rabbi Yosef Abayi, Kumi Rabbi Yirmiya, he asked in front of Rabbi Yirmiya, Hech Avdei Novda, so what's the final psak? So Rabbi Lezer responded, when Ma'ata Amar Rabbi Yechonon, from that which Rabbi Yechon related, the Mashachni Chilfai brought me, Ve'arani Shel Beis Rebbe, kosher afal pisha enoi taloi, and he showed me the neger of Rebbe's house, that it was tied to the door, even though it was not hanging, it was dragging on the floor. Hada Amra Krib Yehuda Avdin, that shows us the Begolik Krib Yehuda of our Mishnah, that kosher afal pisha enoi taloi is perfectly okay. We continue discussing this concept of it being kosher, so we ask, Anshei kosher bedeles, what does it mean that it has to be tied to the door? It has to be kosher afal pisha enoi taloi. How strongly does it have to be tied to the door? So Rabbi Yanai Chamoy Derav Ami, Rabbi Yanai, the father-in-law of Ami, said, Anshei kosher bedeles bedavar sheyachol amidoi, it has to be tied to the door with something so strong that it's able to hold it, which means that if it was hanging from the door, it has to be tied with a really strong rope or string that's really able to hold up this bolt's weight. However, Nagra Hadar Belazar, Katar Begemi, we see the opposite, that the neger, the bolt of Rebbe Elazar, was tied with a gemi, which is like a very thin reed and is not very strong at all. Now, even though we see that by Rebbe Elazar, nonetheless, Nishmat Asr, even if it was tied, if it was Nishmat, if it had slipped out of the rope, so now it's not tied anymore, it's Asr to use. And what about Nikmaz? Let's say it's still connected, but the rope itself is very frayed and it's not strong. So Rabbi Yaakov Baracha says, B'shem Rabbanon, Medadehu Barash Etzba'isav, he has to move it with a shinui, which is with the tips of his fingers. He kind of shifts it along with the tips of his fingers in order to get the bolt in place, but he's not actually pick it up with his full hand. Now, this last line of the Gemara is actually a continuation of the sugya, which is borrowed from Maseches Shabbos, and it's not really relevant to here, but since we're discussing this concept from Shabbos, it's brought over here anyway. And so the Gemara tells us, Rav Babar Kahana quotes Rav Chiya Bar Ashi b'shem Rav, halacha k'Rabbi Yosi, halacha zok Rabbi Yosi. This referring to machloikas Rabbi Yosi and the Rabbanon regarding kisuye kalim, a cover of kalim, doesn't need to have a handle in order to be able to carry it on Shabbos. The Rabbanon say yes, and Rabbi Yosi says no, it only needs to have a handle if it's a kisuye of karka, meaning if there's like a hole in the ground and you're covering it with something, so then the cover needs to have a handle in order to be able to carry it on Shabbos. But a kisuye of regular kalim, no problems allowed to be carried on Shabbos, even without a handle, and that's what we're saying over here. Halacha is like Rabbi Yosi. We're going to stop here and pick up tomorrow with Halacha Yud Aleph. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.